to the Robert's Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton will present to us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Okay. We were hyped at the beginning. Okay, so we got a good joke for you. So, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Nickum poop?
No.
Poop?
No.
Loop?
Nope.
Croup?
Nope.
What is it?
Dr. Dre.
That's a very good joke, Dayton.
Yeah.
I don't know what sourced you with that joke. That's a really good one.
I sourced myself.
If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com. B-R-U-H versus bro, no spaces.
Yeah, and versus is just a V-S, because what else would it be?
It's about the whole word versus.
Yeah, that's how we made our website. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to speed walk our way into this week's big word of the week, or B-W-O-T-W. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located in Clinton, Maryland, on 10204 White Avenue. This week's big word of the week is desultory. Dayton, desultory means lacking a plan, purpose, or enthusiasm. So Dayton, I'm just going to be prepared for whatever comes out of your mouth. What does desultory mean to you?
Not ready.
Not ready?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, what, what's the time when you have been desultory?
Right now.
Right. So, how?
I don't have a plan.
To do what?
Answer your question.
So, what?
Yep. Okay, I'm not going to answer
it. Okay, moving on into this week's powerful woman, which Dayton will tell us about.
Today's powerful woman is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Today's powerful woman is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is an American media executive actress, talk show host, television producer, and philanthropist. Oh, I can speak. She is best known for her talk show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, which was the highest rated television program of its kind in history, and was nationally syndicated from 1986 to 2011 in Chicago.
Wow, great facts.
Yeah.
So, now that we learned all about Oprah Winfrey, it's time that we go to this week's quote of the week.
But before we do that, you can win cool prizes if you send us in cool stuff. If you send us in anything for these segments, you could win stuff like t-shirts.
Wow!
Stickers.
Oh my god!
Man/woman handbags.
Boom shakalaka.
Fanny wanny mani packs.
Cheesy Cheeto puffs.
And cars. Legitness. You get a car, 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 you get a car.
Good job, Dayton. Now it's time to backpedal our way to this week's quote of the week. This week's quote of the week is, of course, by Oprah Winfrey. Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher. So, Dayton, what does that quote mean to you?
Well, only go around people who will make you better and not people who take you down.
Wow. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna walk our way into this week's tech fact. This week's tech fact is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better.
Bear.
Okay. Located in Owensdale, Pennsylvania.
I thought this was like a Duluth trading commercial or something.
During the first iPhone presentation, Steve Jobs had to frequently switch phones behind the desk. You know why? Otherwise, the phone would run out of RAM and crash.
Wow. Wow, Steve Jobs.
So every time it's like, wait, why is the phone a different color?
I don't know. The iPhone now has a new display that you can, if you touch the phone, it changes color.
So that is this week's tech fact. And for a final time, sorry I have to do this, I have to let you guys know that you can contact us or send us in a tech fact or any of the other segments at bruhversusbro@outlook.com. Now, as we get into the home stretch of this week's podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's time for this week's book recommendation. Because if you don't read, you won't succeed.
Wow.
I just made that up. I don't know how.
Oh.
Okay, let's go, Dean.
Okay, new quote of the week is going to be for easy. The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's big book of the... Yeah, okay. Today's book recommendation is called What is Climate Change? By Gail Herman. If you want to learn more about what climate change means and how it's affecting our planet, read the book. The Earth is definitely getting warmer. There's no argument about that. But who or what is the cause? And why has climate change become a political issue? Are humans at fault? Is this just a natural development? You can find this book at Amazon or a local library.
Wow.
There's so many question marks on that page.
I thought we were, like, recommending something, yeah. Not giving them a quiz. Okay. Now it's time to go into the last segment of this week's show. I know. You guys are so sad to see us go, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Don't
Everybody
worry.
Loves me.
Okay, anyway, we're going to go on to this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Acts of Kindness is to bike or walk somewhere. So, like, even if it's like, because when you take your car, you go vroom.
And you let out those fossil fuels.
And you pollute our air. And then the Earth is unhappy, and then you're unhappy because our air is polluted.
And everybody's unhappy.
Yeah.
And so, you don't get a car.
Okay, so just this book, I mean, Random Acts of Kindness is just to bike or walk somewhere, you know? Because it'll help the environment, it'll help you, it'll help everybody.
It helps everybody. Love is shown.
Okay, so as we wrap this podcast, we like to give shout outs to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee, and our producer slash director, B.L. Sof.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. Cause what we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts. And see you later.
And she also says, if you don't read, you won't succeed.
Yeah.
This is Bro versus Bro.